Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it's a light agenda for action items. One consent calendar item, which the Board is expected to approve, regards a grant funding request from the District Attorney's Office for $185,000. In 2014, the DA's office submitted a request for annual funding for the Victims Witness Assistance Program and received more than $180,000. The money available has been increased, and the latest request would increase the total to more than $185,000, with the funding coming from the State Department of Emergency Services. The supervisors will also hear an update from Caltrans about the proposed Richardson's Grove Highway Widening Project, which was approved in 2007 but halted by lawsuits in 2010. The City of Eureka has plans for the southern entrance to the city, where Highway 101 turns into Broadway, and on Wednesday, March 11th, the city will hold a public meeting to outline its plans. Working in conjunction with Green Dot Transportation, the city is looking at a project that would calm traffic and slow vehicles down as they transition from the freeway to the city streets, add a visual introduction to the city and Humboldt Bay for visitors, and include landscaping and artwork to highlight the unique character of the region. The public meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building on the 11th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. The federal government said last week that it won't release water from California reservoirs to be used downstream. Ken Morgan has more.
On Friday, the federal government said that it won't send any of its reservoir water to the Central Valley. That'll force farmers in California's ag heartland to again scramble for other sources or leave fields unplanted. Many farmers had been bracing for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's announcement as California's drought enters its fourth year. Some farms are exempt from complete cuts under California's water rights system, which dates back to Gold Rush days.
State water regulators, however, announced on Monday that 29 water customers, a mix of urban and farmland users, will receive up to 20% of their annual water totals. The effects of 4 years of drought continue to plague the state, and while the North Coast has seen a good amount of rain and full reservoirs, the vast majority of the state remains in severe drought conditions. The California Republican Party re-elected former state senator Jim Brulte as its chairman at its biannual convention, and Placer County businessman and Republican Party county chair Dennis Revell was elected as the North Region vice chair and will represent the North Coast. The California Republican Party also welcomed the Log Cabin Republicans and formally recognized the group as part of the party after more than two-thirds of the 1,000 delegates voted to include the group. Residents in Trinity County will see a drop-off in public service as members of the county's workforce hold a week-long strike to protest a lack of progress in negotiations with county officials. Members of the United Public Employees Union, including workers in solid waste disposal, child care, health and human services, and transportation, are on strike this week. The workers are asking for a cost of living allowance increase, which for some departments hasn't been increased in 7 years, while higher salaried employees and managers have all received raises. The strike will end on Saturday. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk to any longtime resident of Humboldt County about what it's like to drive in the region, and you are sure to hear a story about a close call on a local highway or that time they had to drive in terrible weather and road conditions. One roadway gets a lot of mentions in local news reports, and that's Highway 36, which connects the coast with the I-5 inland. But it's a difficult road to drive and won't make your trip any faster or easier, as CHP Captain Brett Fabry points out.
So people will Google ways to get places, and it will tell you that the easiest way to go from Fortuna to I-5 is Highway 36, and it is a decent route, but it's not a route that you can make some time on.
If you're looking for a safer route, you should look a bit further to the south, according to Fabry.
It is to the mile the exact same distance from Fortuna to Sacramento if you go down 101 and across 20, or you go Highway 36 to I-5 and down. It is exactly to the mile the same amount.
Fabry also points out that it's not just impairment, but the road conditions, distractions, and inexperience that can lead to accidents.
You hear it from the time you first get your driver's license is not to drink and drive. But, you know, beside that, even if you're not drinking and driving, it's your speed. If you're driving too fast, you're an inexperienced driver. You go into that turn a little too fast, and before you know it, the rear is starting to slide out on you. And now you lose control. Maybe you overcorrect. And there's no margin for error out there.
Slow down, allow more time for a trip, and be prepared for difficult driving conditions on the North Coast. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.